tonight on Kitchen Counter.
It's dark out and cooler than normal.
Lee. No, no. I'm cooler than normal.
No. No. Let's be real.
I shaved. Look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, give the breakdown on that.
You kind of dared me and I did it.
Well, you said you thought it'd be funny.
It was funny. It is funny.
Is it?
If you like making fun of yourself, yeah.
All right. Let's hear your best make fun of yourselves.
I look like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, that's the first one. The only one I've heard so far.
Well, that's all I got. I mean, does it get better than that? I mean, I look like Mr. Magoo. I can't buy cigarettes or alcohol.
That's not true.
It's not true because everybody still knows me.
But are you running into walls and, like, misplacing your cat with a branch? Or something? Didn't Mr. Magoo constantly fuck shit up? Because he couldn't see very well?
Misplace my... Well, yeah. My vision's okay. And I have glasses.
Right. When you choose to wear them, your vision's all right.
Mm-hmm. I can see you just fine.
Uh-huh.
In the dark.
Yep.
No, I guess no real consequences. Tried to log into my computer and do things, and that doesn't work.
You gotta learn about saving your passwords, yo.
I do need to learn about that.
Sounds like the neighborhood's getting all riled up on a Monday.
Is that what it is? Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, why are people arguing like that? Seems like a Friday night. It seems like a Friday night thing.
But everybody gets a case of the Mondays every now and again.
Everybody does now and again, but everybody's getting it now?
Well, that person is.
I feel like we've heard a couple fights tonight.
Yeah. Better them than us, right?
Yeah. I don't want to fight with you.
Not today, you don't. It's Monday.
Today I did. Tonight I don't.
You like to save your fights for Friday. You're one of those guys that you were talking Friday, about.
I'm a frat boy.
You're a Friday night fighter. You're like, I'm going to take all my aggression out on the week that I can't remember it is on you. Battle Royale.
Hey, at least I'm not just standing at the edge of people's fences staring at them.
Who's doing that?
Wouldn't we like to know?
No, I meant the neighbor.
No, not the neighbor. The person kids? Who's been staring at you.
What person who's been staring at me? What are you talking about? There were the two young... men, young teenage type dudes that had been walking down the alleyway and then were parked out in front of neighbor's garage. They weren't staring at me, they were getting on their phones like serious teenagers do, I guess.
Is that what teenagers do? Just seriously get on their phones?
I don't know if they're calling their buddies to be like, hey, meet up so we can do some destruction.
Oh, let's go break some windows.
Yeah, or try and get in this guy's garage.
Yeah.
But this doesn't answer the question, and I've tried to look into it, of what the fuck Druppy Death Mask Museum is, which is apparently right across the alleyway associated with that apartment complex.
You keep saying that, and but there isn't a Death Mask Museum there.
When I go to the website...
I swear one of us would be working there if it existed.
Gone to the website, and basically what it is it's this type of... It's some sort of, like, coding traffic thing. Fabric. It's, like, just a list of words
coding and names. Traffic fabric?
I looked it up, and then I closed out my tabs because I was like, you know what, Mandy? Just face it. It's a weird, another weird thing that exists you don't know about, and... Maybe it's better.
Oh, right. Like the house two doors down used to be a mortuary or something.
What? I don't know about that.
If you look at Google Maps, it'll tell you that there's a house two doors down that is some sort of shop of some sort.
There's also something on the map that says that there's apparently, just a public toilet that's in the neighborhoods. It's not in the park. It's just a public bathroom.
Right. Which is why probably our porta potty idea is real bad.
Well, it can't look like a porta potty. We just need the shell. Let's not talk about that on here.
Oh, okay, my bad.
For fuck's sake. Keep your shit. shit straight, bro.
Oh, I can't.
Hyperledger. I think that's what it was called. Hyperledger.
What does that mean? Ledger that's
fundamental
hyper.
Architecture of fabric network.
And this is right here.
Yeah.
Where?
In the apartments.
No. There's no fucking way.
You can register a business and say whatever the fuck you want to say it is without actually having anybody come to your house.
Did the door get open?
And make it legit. Yeah. It did get open. Yeah,
God
yeah. The cancer. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
We started a business, yes?
Yeah.
Did anybody come to our house to legitimize whatever the fuck we registered?
No.
Exactly. We're in Wyoming. You can name your business whatever the fuck you want. You can say it is whatever the fuck you want.
What do they call it?
It's like Droopy's Death Masks or something.
Droopy's Death Masks or something?
Yeah, Death Mask Emporium. Not even museum. It comes up as a museum. But seriously, look. I'll show you. We can look at Street View because this shit is registered.
Jesus Christ.
What do you expect? What do you expect from me?
I expect us to be the worst people on the block. Oh, look, there.
That's not our block.
Oh, looks your car.
Like a block up.
And that's the death mask emporium?
This is the registered address of this. But that looks like an old lady in her yard who's like, is that a goose? Is that a Google undriven?
Does your...
No, I don't have a... You didn't get me one with a touchable screen.
I didn't buy you a touchable screen. I'm sorry.
If you want to fucking zoom in on that shit, there's only so far you can go.
I want to see this lady. Do we need to go for a walk?
Oh, this isn't actually the address, so it's next to this. But this lady looks confused as crap.
I would be too if I lived next door to a death mask emporium.
So it's whatever is next to them, because it probably jumps from 2006.
I'm so confused, and I know I'm tired, but what?
But I'm pretty sure it's here.
We have a death mask emporium right next door. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. See? I think that's...
That's the place? With some hick truck out front?
I don't know if that's a hick truck.
I would definitely call that a hick truck.
I would say
it's a fancy one because it has a cover over the fucking
bed. It's too lowrider, dude.
Oh.
It's too lowrider. That's a hick truck right there behind it. It's got a trailer. It's a rusty. That's a hick truck.
No, this is the hick upgrade. They were working on the oil fields and they got a fancy fucking Ford F10 or whatever the fuck that is.
Maybe. Okay. Anyway.
What is this?
I don't know, but that's why I didn't
go... Do I need to be scared?
No.
Okay.
This is why I didn't go down the rabbit path too much, because what I came up with from this, right, is this...
How do you go down a rabbit hole and then come up with some... Oh, because you went down and then you came back up. I get it. Okay. Tell me all about it.
Are you just going to interrupt me?
Yeah, that's what I do. It's kitchen counter.
This led me to whatever came up in my searches for this.
Jesus Christ.
I went there. Source fabric. And then I had to mess with these codes a little bit because I could see that other things were locked out. But essentially, like, that phone call that I got that I researched led to just a list of words. And this list goes on to the Z's.
This keeps happening to you and only you.
I know, because I think somebody's trying to pull me into a game, a code. But I don't know. I don't know.
I hope you win.
I'm not going to play. That's the thing.
Seems like you're playing.
No, I get to a certain level and I'm like, you're going to burn my computer again. And I fucking hate that.
I'll get you another.
But the last word on the list is Zyrian. And I was like, what the fuck is Zyrian? Why not start at the end, right?
It sounds like a new age name for a
It's a term for
binary.
It's a term for a language called Komi. K-O-M-I.
Ooh, keep going.
It's only increased in popularity since.
It's probably all you.
No, I've never used that word.
Because if I was going to make up a language, that's a. I would
go with something. Where is Komi spoken? Russia.
Damn it.
Anyway, listen, I don't necessarily want to get pulled into some weird Russian circle or like any sort of government thing. I used to be a spy in other incarnations more than once. I was a double-sided agent. And I've committed to this time to not do that. And so
this
in this timeline, this incarnation. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do reach out for that kind of thing, because they know that I'm inclined to want to get wrapped up in it. But based off of what I've experienced previously this incarnation, it is a big headache. It isn't as fun as it used to be.
Oh my goodness, you're ridiculous.
No, I mean, it used to be way more fun than this. This, like, they're trying to drive you crazy now. It's become psychological and not just code. So,
how do you not remember the man looking at you from across the alleyway?
There was the neighbor who came out when my dog was barking.
There was the reason that I got really scared about leaving on a train trip.
Yeah, you're out of your mind. It was the neighbor. I already know this situation. There's no other people there. There's two young men and that guy that I named Kelly, or so he says, that I said, hey, neighbor, can I talk to you?
Well, it looks like Kelly's going somewhere.
If this is registered to him, he knows probably that my IP address is pinging him.
Oh, Jesus. You're a creep.
This is where it gets weird, is like, you know all the weird shit
that happened.
You know all the weird shit.
Instead of fighting back binarily?
No, it's something else going on. But you know all the weird shit that started to happen at my grandma's house, just around me. And I don't put anything off as chance, just like random. Whether or not people know what they're doing is a whole other issue of consciousness, but I'm aware of things, and this coming up is so strange.
Yeah, no, that's creeping me out a bit, actually.
But I'm just a conspiracy enthusiast.
A conspiracy enthusiast?
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. I'm just a train rider who can't get a train.
You have one day left. 6:21.
Alright.
British English. Belonging to the Finno-Ugric family Komi. Of or relating to this language or its speakers. Who are the Komi people? I want to see pictures. Komi people. Ooh, they're beautiful. Whoa. They like bright colors. And they do look like a cross between kind of Mongolian and super white.
Super Swede.
Yeah. Finnish.
Oh.
They're gorgeous. I want to go there.
Why don't you?
Permian?
Because money things.
Dogs, animals.
Well, somebody's got to watch these things.
Oh, they are beautiful, beautiful people.
Well, let's talk about.
I want a Komi dress.
Cat got out. That was fun.
Both of them, I'm sure. Komi people.
At a certain point, you just let felines be felines.
I like to have the talks about what I do and do not accept, and I hope that there is a mutual respect between the both of us with the, you know, well, them eating and...
I can guarantee you right now, Quantum's upstairs.
You took her in?
She's laying on my bed, I guarantee it.
But I just saw her out here.
things can be places.
But her name is Quantum, so maybe she's... Maybe, you know what? She can travel through time and space, but she's just a bitch by not leaving the door closed.
Just close the door.
Yeah, what are you, born in a barn?
Cat. Silly kitty.
You're not a barn cat. You're a house cat who gets privileges to the outside.
As the wild... When you take them upon yourself, you don't actually get those privileges.
She's like, we don't you can take you. The cat off the street, but you can't take the street out of the cat. Right? Because, you know, when I first got her, I was like, maybe you'll find your way back home. And I just left my window open at night and let her go in and out. And because it was better than her sitting on the windowsill being like, meow,
meow. Yeah, that gets old.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've given her a lot of, I think, freedom. But then that girl went and got nickety-knockety'd up. Luckily, that's not going to happen anymore because of the kind, compassionate...
veterinarian?
No. The rescue in town paid for her...
To go to a veterinarian?
To be fixed, but they have a partnership with the vet, so...
Yeah.
But ultimately, what happened is a group of people worked together so that one extra cat wouldn't procreate over much. They say that we have more... stray cats in Cheyenne than we have population of people, that there are over 50,000 stray cats.
I really don't believe fixed, that. I just don't believe that.
You don't know that person on the trailer park that's letting I walk a 50 lot of alleys. Them just hang out.
Because, you know, I'm ashamed of myself, so when I walk around, which right. I do a lot, I go through alleys.
Not that often anymore, but you have been known to walk a lot.
And I don't see a lot of stray cats.
Maybe they're not in this hood. You know what I'm saying? This town has different hoods.
What, are they all south side?
They might, they're probably trailer park cats.
Oh, Jesus.
They're like reservoir dogs, but trailer park cats.
They're like reservoir dogs, but trailer park cats.
Yeah, you know, even our friend whose mom owns a place where you can get liquid... is a hoarder of the feline.
That's true. Not just a feline. Anything furry.
I'm using feline as a multiplicity of fur.
The mammals that aren't humans.
Right. And more than one time has our friend had to take the new batch of freshly bred...
New brood.
To somewhere other than her mom's house.
Good God, I hope it's somewhere appropriate.
Well, the shelter.
Oh, that's a good place.
But the shelter is also overwhelmed. And all we have in town is one shelter that is
suspect. Oh no, didn't we try to do something and the shelter was like, no.
And
oh no, that was me. I tried to do something and they were like, no.
What did you try and do?
Take care of myself.
Oh, you tried to check yourself into the shelter?
Mm-hmm.
All the free vaccinations I can handle.
Yeah. They were like, you are not a kitty cat.
And you must have like, only done it in the last day when you shaved your face. They might have accepted you before.
Probably not. But much more
they
so
they might have offered
less,
you a job.
Much more so less now.
They might have offered you a job, though.
Oh, I need a job.
Yeah, and you want to help society. Or you've been toying around with the idea.
I like society.
Mm-hmm. Why are you avoiding it so much, then?
A lot of people say it's because of my roommate.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how they justify that. I don't tie you up or hold you anywhere.
Wish you did.
Gross.
I'm into it.
No. Not at all. So you're, yeah, never mind. I don't need to, whatever. These people have a cool flag.
Flag it.
Yeah. It's just like a bear and a weird little hash mark turned nice on its flag. Side. It looks like my kind of temperatures, which is perfect for all this beautiful ornate clothing that is like my Russian Ukrainian dress. In a way, Maybe these are my people.
You should go there.
Who just opened the door?
God damn it.
They make those socks and mittens like you like.
They couldn't have. I have.
No, they
do. I have the primary 23 on. They can't.
Oh, then they're trying.
Look. Oh, yeah. Oven mitts?
They're, no, that's like a mitten, but it's in that style of that slipper that you have. That is that a Swedish slipper?
I think it's Icelandic, but yeah, close enough.
So, these are cold. These are like people who are ready for layering up beautifully in chilly weather. I love that. I love that. Their colors, oh my gosh. All right, Comey, here I come.
Nice. So what do we need to do? You need tickets? You have a passport?
Yeah.
You do have a passport.
I also have an passport ID card.
Nice.
I don't just have a book, I have a card.
These are the times we're traveling to.
Yeah. I wonder, well, they have their own language. Obviously, they'd probably just be like, I don't know about you. And I'd be like, I don't know about me either.
You just walk up and be like...
Because I think that that's probably not appropriate.
Maybe you'd say hello by
knitting.
Accident.
Yeah, what's with the pointed... Is it because your middle finger is pointed? Do they have an exceptionally longer middle finger than normal people? That their mittens aren't rounded? They're pointy?
Where's the...
But the pointy is like my hats, like Tartarian hats.
I want to see more. Like, where's their fucking thumb finger thing?
It's on the bottom part.
Like a mitten.
You're looking
thing.
At a mitten like this with the bottom part. The thumbs, the way that you have to redirect
generally,
the yarn.
When you look at a mitten.
Yeah, you'd be like this.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it here.
Why?
Probably because in the most basic way to make something, it made sense. I don't know. I'm not a Comey expert. But they do. They have little tips on their shoes, and some of them have little tops on their hats. And it's really weird. Like, part of them look... It's not just even Mongolian. Like, look at her freckles. It's like a light...
Mandy, let's get you a ticket tonight.
No.
Seems like you're people.
Yeah. Like, are you vaccinated? I'd be like, that's none of your business. Mostly mittens. Yeah, I don't know, man.
D.
What if they didn't even... I don't... What if this is a timeline jump? I've never heard of this. And then, so, because of this list of words, for which, right? Your name is on there. I believe your last name is on there.
Creepy.
Your middle name is definitely on there.
Super creepy, because it's a pretty...
My last name is not on there. My first name is not on there.
Both of those are very generic names.
Mine?
Yeah.
But my last name is not generic. Who else?
Germaneric.
It's not Germanic either.
Sorry, it was supposed to be a joke.
Anyway. I'm pretty sure, I haven't looked up my middle name, but I'm pretty sure that's on there because it's pretty fucking generic. But the spelling of my first name doesn't bring up my name. It brings up basically the plural.
Oh, both of yourselves? That makes sense. Because there's a nice Mandy and a mean Mandy.
There's Normandy. No, it's...
Normandy?
No. Okay, so the closest...
You mean Normandy?
But they spell it... But this is the closest you get, is you add a D. Mandied? What does that mean?
Oh, God. Still recording?
It doesn't come up. It's not a word.
Yeah, because it's a name.
No, but it does come up as, like, kind of an urban dictionary kind of thing.
Mandied?
Next to, next door, next friend, next of kin.
I don't know what that means.
They're saying that this word means immediately following. Like, the next patient to be examined to do it next week. Immediately adjoining, like in the next room. Closest to in degree. The tallest boy next to James, the next best thing. The next Sunday but one, the Sunday after next. A time or an occasion immediately to follow.
That's what Mandy means?
Mandied.
What does Devon Deed mean?
Here, it's not on there.
Lame.
Anyway, if this is some sort of weird
code. Let's be very clear here. Uh-huh. You go down these rabbit holes, mm-hmm. and you have been trolled and fucked with. Mm-hmm. So hard down that's, these rabbit holes. Yeah, like, people have taken you down these rabbit holes.
It's psychological, and that's why I don't play it like that anymore.
Sounds like that's what you're doing again.
No, I told you, I didn't go down it, but I was giving you what I found the other night.
Okay.
And then I was just like, stop it. Close these pages down. Because I would go back, I would have, you know, if I'm really digging on something, I'll have 20 pages open, and I am just cross-referencing. I'm pulling out a journal. I am writing things down in hard copy. Mm-hmm. I am connecting.
And the whole time it's one person fucking with you.
And I understand this, and that's why I'm not doing it anymore. But isn't that a little weird?
That was weird. I'm not gonna lie.
So, you can feel disconcerned or whatever you want about it, but for me, I acknowledge that it is...
I see that person.
There's something. Somebody wants to pull me into a game, and it's... I don't think it's for the best of reasons. I don't think that there's a rainbow or a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. I think that it's more... they're trying to psychologically drive you crazy, and that all of this other knowledge that we have is being weaponized to basically, like, take you out because you're smarter than to do certain things, and psychology is a great way to break a person.
Right. Just like breaking out a window.
Right. Especially since the words were said out loud just previously, a week before, that, you know, we felt so concerted that the reason it was happening to you was for what you drove.
And then they break your window.
Yeah.
It's not the gay Prius driver.
And if somebody is trolling me, they already are, like, listening to me all the time. So they would have heard.
Well, not only that, I mean, we broadcast everything.
Not everything, but a lot. And all I would say is to anyone who's listening, I don't want to fucking play your game. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to... Just leave me the fuck alone and let me live my life. Because I'm not really harming anyone. And unless you find trying to help people harmful, then, yeah, I guess we have a spiritual battle on our hands. And then I'm going to have to deal with that in the ways that I deal with that.
Mandy's going to use her superpowers, and there's going to be some sort of, like, rays coming out of hands.
No.
And it's going to be scary.
It's not like that.
In my mind, it is.
Maybe somebody has vision and sees it that way, but that sounds really comic book.
I think all of this does.
It's like listening to these actresses who've been in these Marvel movies about the making of the movie. And I can't remember who it was. I think it was the chick who played on Stellavision. That lady, the Olsen, Elizabeth Olsen, she's like, I don't know if the director noticed it or not, but I was just putting all this concentration in how my hands were being held for her to, like, you know, not see what she's actually shooting out of her hands and post edit, to just be like really concentrating these rays of effort. And I love that. I love that because
I really love that you use the words like post edit. Good job.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Yeah, I just got done I know a lady who has a good voice, and I felt like I wanted to put music to her singing. She does covers, something a little bit different than just the average karaoke background music, because she doesn't sing it like that. And I'm not totally unimpressed with what I did, but I just wish I knew more, so I could have eliminated a lot of that, you know, background sound and kind of take down levels even more. But I think where it ended up, I'm okay with, as acknowledging that I'm not.
Well, it seems like it was pretty rad, but like, we really do have all the tools here for you to do that.
I know, but I don't know how to do anything, and I'm really about a person of convenience and instantaneous pleasure in doing something.
Which
and
is why we record onto so a phone, like, instead of using all these great tools.
But I went in and I plugged in the other phone that I have, and I share, you know, when I'm trying to build stuff, those are my easiest microphones to just pop, press play, go.
Surprisingly good microphones.
And then so I've just recently re-uploaded Audacity to my computer and haven't really used it. And everything felt funky in the house anyway. And I was like, you know what? I feel inclined to do this creative thing, even though it's not about me. Just do it. Just do it. And that, I think that's good sauce.
It is. You're awesome. Everybody thinks you're awesome.
I don't think that's true, otherwise they wouldn't have broken my window or sent me weird, creepy mental things on. Oh, by the way, how I found this address for the Emporium, we'll just call it the Emporium. I ordered DoorDash, and it shows you the map, and it shows you the Google map of, like, all the closest businesses. And
what is that?
This popped up, and I was like, whoa, 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 what the hell? What the heck?
What the heck, indeed.
And so then that's what sent me down the rabbit hole. And also, we've been complaining about DoorDash and just ordering food in general.
Anything in general. Like, we
cannot. But I ordered tonight, and it was good, and I had a friendly lady.
Because you did it alone. It wasn't a we. It was a you. So it's me.
Is your bad attitude tainting everything?
Yeah, apparently.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Mostly for you.
You should have that looked at.
I should have a lot of things looked at.
Yeah, why aren't you doing that?
Well, I did get enrolled today.
Yesterday. Or the day before yesterday. Because you didn't do anything yesterday. You pouted about not being able to get into your computer, which I was able to easily do. All you needed was your telephone.
Have one of those.
Yeah, and that's what I was like, give me your phone, I'll get into your computer.
And you did.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
You know what? It's so menial, though. It's like people deal with this on a daily basis, but when I did it, I was like, I'm brilliant. I am just like the most tech savvy human to ever exist. No, honey.
Did you feel like a true hacker?
No, but it did trigger that tiny part of me that when I was a kid wanted to be a hacker because of hackers. And
because of the movie Hackers?
Oh, yeah.
You wanted to be...
Loved it. Because it's the code past life thing. It's the double agent shit. Yeah, that when I did that, I had to talk myself down out of my dopamine hit and be like, this is basic stuff that they've built frameworks for so that every person who has this problem...
You vlogged in your roommate's computer. You're a real badass.
Like, the best... No, I mean, the only thing about it that was, like...
Goddamn moths.
...really fulfilling when I face it is the fact that you acted like it was an insurmountable mountain, and it took me 5 minutes, maybe. Not even that. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't know
sometimes
any
we like
of the
to create mountains so that we can't get over them.
But I like mountains. I can... That was a mountain. I was like, oh, I got a mountain that is just a molehill. That's an anthill.
So what's your mountain?
What's my mountain? Getting the fuck out of here. Yeah.
That seems real easy, actually.
I know, it does. It does seem... But it's the sacrifices you have to make to do it.
Because, yeah, where are you going to go?
Yep. Don't know. How am I going to stay anywhere with what I have?
So you actually have a vehicle that you could sleep in.
Yeah, but I know, but I'd have to get rid of 99.9% of everything I have. Or pay for storage, or rely on somebody else to be my storage unit. It's a lot of fucking work. And you know that the last situation was rage packing. And I've already kind of done that again here due to circumstances. When I look at my stuff scattered all about this three-level house, it's very intimidating. And I'm very overwhelmed with what I have and what to do with it. And it sucks because it's like I'm having to either face starting all over from scratch again, which can be empowering on some level, but I mean, part of what I have that I care about is because I've made an effort to keep it. And yeah, it's not enough to definitely, if this house was empty, I wouldn't have enough to furnish it at all. I would have a bedroom and basically an office full of things, and then probably use another room just to record in. You know, put costumes in there, keep things out of my own closet where it's like, you're using that creatively, here's your journals, da 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 da. Some kitchen shit, probably would never get a couch. And then that room with all the instruments that you have in there, I don't have those things. I have a couple instruments, but not enough to fucking
constitute a room. Oddly enough, how much we've talked about getting a couch and going couch shopping.
No, you've talked about going couch
shopping. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
I just don't... I don't really care about a couch. I've lived without a couch for over a decade.
That's why we wouldn't go couch shopping. To find you one that you like.
I don't want a couch, okay. Honestly. I prefer to have a comfy chair.
You have one.
I like the separation. I don't have to be touched. I don't have to share...
Nobody's touching you, dude.
I know, but I don't have to share my space. I can fit into it and just...
You have a comfy chair.
Makes me sound fat. Like, I just mold into it.
Well, you do. But, not because you're fat, but no, because...
I put my legs up in it.
It's a comfy chair.
But even then, it's like, here's a feature I never use. The leg rest, the recliner part. It is a chair, yes, but it is a recliner more specifically. Nay, nay. I do not recline in the chair.
I like the finger wagging. That's nice.
Yeah.
Just in case I didn't get the point.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wag your finger at me.
Sure. I got a nice little comment. It was like an apologetic comment from a blogger that I follow on WordPress who lives in France. And I always like to kind of pick up in her little reality because I can't remember what her guinea pig's name is, but it's like Sir something. Like, it's a very regal name. And she writes these stories about her animals, and they're adorable. And so occasionally I'd leave comments about her stories. But she's as bad at blogging as I am. And she just didn't realize the comment section on her blog. So I sent her an internal message when they had that feature with an email that I wanted to hear, you know, kind of talk more about the animal psychic stuff, where she picks up on hearing her animals. But I had left that comment on her page that same day, and when she just like discovered the function or whatever and was like, so I'm really apologetic that I didn't get back to your comment from years ago. And then what it also showed me is I have a bunch of other comments that I haven't gotten back to from a bunch of people, and I feel like people think I'm so rude and whatever. I'm like, you're in good company here. Like, if I'm not hyperactive on here, it's just personal, and I'll get back to people when I can. But I wonder if there were other readers out there that were just like, I can't believe this lady keeps posting and hasn't addressed my comment. And
well, that's why here at Kitchen Counter, we reply to every comment.
Yeah, we're now at tops zero comments, so the job's been pretty easy.
so easy that we let Journey the dog do it.
If you'd like to put us to work, leave a comment. Or don't.
Just don't, because we probably won't.
No, I would definitely. Depending on what the context of it was. Like,
make
what
a
do
comment,
you engage with?
Address it to Mandy. Because...
Madge. Address it to Madge.
Address it to Madge. My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Madge is better at answering questions. In true form.
True form? Instead mm-hmm. of false form?
Half-ass form.
What is false form?
You should ask yourself that and address your lying issue and then...
My lying issue?
Yeah. He lays down a lot, but he doesn't sleep. He says things that he says truthfully that are not true.
I'm a truthful liar.
No.
No, not even a...
You can say something like it's truthfully. That's an adjective.
I want to go back about this house.
Yeah.
What is the fuck up with that?
We've already gone through. What are you trying to figure out?
Do we need to go there?
You can go there if you want to.
I'm definitely going to go there.
Cool. Good luck. Hopefully they don't turn you into a death mask for their emporium. Maybe that's why he's coming and going all the time, is he's delivering death masks around town.
Where do you deliver a death mask
probably
who
FedEx.
The fuck do you order a death mask from?
That guy. And then you take it to FedEx down the road and you make sure you just send it as artwork. And I don't know. I'm not an enthusiast. I'm not even a... Like I said, I dropped it. I was like, you're trying to pull me into something weird.
Mm-hmm. No, it is weird, though. And it's... It would be a lot more believable if it was, like, downtown under...
No, if it was 19th if it was an something. Actual location, like Bohemian Metals or something
yeah.
like that. Here's the thing that I find weird, is I keep getting... I don't know if it's because of the fake Russian accent kind of thing, the joking videos I made, but I think it went before this, like why there's a huge Russian kind of, I feel like, targeted on me. And the other thing is, I have like 13 or 14 international albums that nobody knows about. In my opinion. And I've already seen kind of other weird things in my earlier life. New on the internet with international kind of threads. So, I don't know. I don't know what this is about.
Well, I mean, your international shit, that's cool. You got
like,
your friends,
that's
awesome.
Like, if you want to recruit me, just come talk to me.
He doesn't want to recruit you.
I'm not saying it's him or anybody... that we've seen, in fact. But if you want to recruit me, honestly, just while I'm out, don't be a creep and start up a congenial conversation and then say, hey, we've been listening in on you, you were correct, do you want in? And I'd be like, I thought I answered this already. Not really, but what are the perks?
If you're listening in, you should know.
But depending on what the perks are, like...
Oh, health benefit, maybe?
Can I travel abroad with my animals? Can I have a personal cat litter shit, like, scooper outer? Somebody who just does that? We can call him a personal assistant, or a cat assistant.
No, Mandy, you're not going to get that.
They're like, we will take care of your animals for you.
Yeah, that's what you will
see,
get.
I don't want that. Like, I'm not into that.
Nobody's into that.
But yeah, if I can have international travel, you know I like dressing up in costumes, so I'm not hugely popular. People will not recognize me everywhere I go. In fact, I can probably blend in really well. Or I can just totally stick out as a distraction for somebody else to get away with. Kind of running under the
crime.
Radar. No, I'm not saying crime. I'm saying, hey, if you're out to kill pedophiles, sign me up. As long as my animals can come with me and we're all taken care of in a good way, treated well, I will help you. I will help you annihilate.
I believe in the cause. God damn it, kitty cat.
And then there's
Come here.
Anyway, they know I'm talking about them, and maybe they want to go international, too.
You want to go international?
Do you guys want to go to, like, Russia?
No, don't go to Russia.
Well, the Komi people.
Don't go to Russia. Sounds like a very bad idea.
I don't want to go to the, like, city. I don't want to go to...
The city? The Russia city?
The big East Russia city.
I have gone to big Russia city, and I have good coffee.
What? Yeah, no, I've seen some videos of people in Russia that are not impressed with their own lives.
I've seen some videos from people.
But the country is huge.
And
there are different subsectors of
this
human.
House who aren't impressed
with their
own lives.
And if I can be
lives.
Near these Komi people, or like the Mongolian people, or the crossover, I want that. That's awesome.
Do it, dude.
They probably sing like...
I'll help you.
No. You aren't part of the organization that can make sure that I could have my animals traveling with me. Also, do you know how many passports I'm going to need for all the characters? And I'm going to get better wigs. That's part of the deal, too.
So you need a passport for each character?
And I need better wigs because none of the ones I have actually pass as real. Also, prosthetics. I love makeup, and I want prosthetics. I want a fat suit.
Who are we...
I want...
Talking to here. Who's gonna...
Whoever's tapping into my equipment here.
Oh, I thought it was that guy who was staring at us.
Maybe he's just a hub of a different, bigger sector of weird little people sitting on the ends of earphones. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just a conspiracy enthusiast. I don't think you stopped that.
Oh no, it's been going on for a very long time.